Walmart cuts the fat in a good way.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in New York. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Walmart is unveiling a new plan today to sell healthier food. And just like everything else Walmart does, this could reshape entire industries. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins us now live from Washington with more on this. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning.
So tell us first what Walmart's up to.
Well, Jeremy, it hasn't given us a lot of details yet. Walmart issued a press release that just says it'll announce a major initiative to provide customers with healthier food choices. But the New York Times is reporting this morning that Walmart is going to unveil a 5-year plan to lower the price of fresh fruits and vegetables. And it's also promising to reduce the salt, sugar, and trans fat in the packaged food it sells under its own label. And Jeremy, we're talking about everything from potato chips to salad dressing. And the Times also says Walmart will cut sodium by 25% and sugar by 10%.
All right. But Walmart obviously sells a lot of name brand food as well as stuff that's under its own label, as you said. What about all that food? What happens there?
Well, Walmart says it's going to pressure its big suppliers to also cut salt, sugar, and fat. And it has the clout to do that because it sells more groceries than any other U.S. retailer.
Right.
Kraft, for example, says Walmart accounts for 16% of its sales around the world. And Jeremy, as you mentioned earlier, we've seen this so-called Walmart effect before. When the nation's largest retailer tells suppliers to jump, they say, how high?
Right.
And today's initiative could get even more play than usual because First Lady Michelle Obama will be at the announcement. She, of course, has been very involved in efforts to reduce childhood obesity, and she started the Let's Move campaign.
And quickly, Nancy, I guess health food advocates are probably pretty happy about this news.
Yeah, one advocate said the Walmart is pushing the food industry in the right direction, but he says Walmart could have done more to reduce sugar.
All right. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer in Washington. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Well, while we're talking about big box retailers, here's a problem many of them face, especially those in the inner city: high turnover and absenteeism. But instead of getting tough, some stores have gotten a social worker. Marketplace's Jeff Tyler explains.
For the past 2 years, this Target store in East Los Angeles has had its own workplace counselor, Rosanna Trevino Perez. Her job is sort of a social worker crossed with a reference librarian.
It's like a concierge service of needs that can be addressed, and they can come to me. It's a one-stop shop.
These aren't your normal workplace issues, more private, personal stuff like domestic violence or teen pregnancy or health issues.
Those things tend to keep them away, and they don't know how to resolve it. They don't know what other resources they have, home health, any other subsidy.
And with the recession, more employees are facing financial problems like bankruptcy or foreclosure.
They're spending time at work trying to contact banks or credit card companies or lawyers, or they're just missing work because these things are so overwhelming to them that they can't even focus on their job.
That's Richard Chaffetz, founder and CEO of CompSych, the firm that supplies counselors to Target and other companies.
They want to target the issue of turnover in the stores, and the best way we felt to address that is to provide resources on site for these people for financial counseling, emotional counseling, legal counseling.
Now, you might ask, aren't these the kind of issues that the HR department could handle? Chaffetz says no.
Because of issues of confidentiality, a lot of employees are not comfortable going to an HR person with these personal issues.
Adding a counselor does mean an extra expense, but in the long run, that position could save the company money. Steve Laffery is director of health benefits for Target. He credits counselors for lowering workplace accidents by 24% and boosting attendance 17%. Investing in a counselor essentially paid off in terms of better employees.
More productive. We have lower turnover. We have better guest service scores. Those are all business metrics that turn into better results.
Employee loyalty may become even more valuable in the months ahead as the economy improves and workers start getting other offers. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are lower in overseas trading this morning. Hong Kong down about 2%. We got earnings from eBay after the bell yesterday. The company said its profit rose 5% in the fourth quarter and that it expects the value of goods sold through its mobile phone apps to double this year. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow dropped 12 points to close at 11,825.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree, providing up to 4 loan offers from a network of lenders. Learn more at LendingTree.com or 1-800-555-8733. By Constant Contact Email Marketing, providing small businesses and nonprofits with personal coaches to help them succeed. ConstantContact.com. And by Progressive Insurance, helping people shop for car insurance at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and Progressive.com.
News this week that Chrysler is working with the Environmental Protection Agency on a hydraulic hybrid minivan. It would capture power when drivers hit the brakes. Car makers are adjusting to new fuel economy standards. 2012 model cars are going to average 29.7 miles per gallon. This year's average is 27.6. Marketplace's Elisa Roth reports.
Making the engines and the rest of the vehicle smaller is the fastest way to make vehicles more efficient, but it can be hard to convince American drivers to buy smaller cars. So carmakers are also trying to figure out ways to make them lighter without having to shrink them. Dick Schultz works in the materials department at Ducker Worldwide, which is a consulting firm.
So everybody is scrambling around trying to figure out how much aluminum and magnesium in these new steels they have to incorporate in their vehicles.
Some car makers, like Toyota and Hyundai, already meet the gas mileage standards for next year. But for the ones who haven't yet, it'll be a busy couple of months. I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.
And finally, Forbes has come out with a list of the most affluent neighborhoods in America. The winner, Westlake, Texas, just outside of Dallas. It has a population of about 700, including a few CEOs, some professional athletes, and the Jonas Brothers. The median household income there, $250,000. But Westlake is not without its problems. The town recently had to introduce a property tax to make ends meet. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
If I told you that the more people play games online with friends, the closer we get to fixing the global economy, would you believe me?
That ability to organize large groups of people where everybody gets to contribute their skill, their strength, is really important as we start to tackle planetary scale problems.
I'm a trustworthy guy, I promise. I'm Kai Rizdahl, playing games, solving problems, next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.